You don't need to do things on 3D in order for them to be done. It can be so much faster and so much more efficient. You don't have to keep cycling through the same experience to get what you need. Like, you can just go in and do it energetically. That's why it's so fast, but it's like, that's why it really is designed for the Born Awake operating system.
Welcome to the True Frequency Podcast. I'm Spirit, multidimensional human being and creator of Born Awake. I created Born Awake so that other beings like me, Born Awake beings, would have a place to go, learn about our operating systems, and receive the tools and resources we need to begin expanding in meaningful, satisfying ways on this plane of existence. My hope is that the transmission of this podcast helps you feel less alone. Because you aren't alone. There are others like you. And together, we're going to build new Earth. Can you feel it? In this limited series of the True Frequency Podcast, Being Born Awake, our host Jesse and I define all the key aspects of what it means to be born awake and provide actionable steps for you, my little master beings, to truly begin embodying your true frequency on this plane of existence. It's no longer true that we have to choose between remembering all that we are and being fully embodied on this plane of existence. It is possible to have both. My deepest wish is to share this key of sovereignty with you. All my love, and thank you so much for being here. Hello, Spirit.
Hello.
Hello. So we've got a bit of a deep dive one today, this topic. Can you tell us what you mean by the operating system, please?
Yes. How I would define the operating system is it includes the following list. So it's void and your full multidimensional nature. So every facet of you that exists on every density or dimension, and source, and your human self as you perceive yourself to be, and your body, and anything else that's like in any way a part of you. Mm-hmm. So the reason that I really use this term operating system is because for me, it's like the operating system is what we're kind of switching on as Born Awakes, because what we're sort of adding to the equation that hasn't been there before is that absolute void energy. So it's like really when you bring that absolute void energy through source into all that is, and then into, you know, our full multidimensional expression, and then drop it down even further into the human body, you know, the auric field, ourself as we perceive ourselves to be, like the, as that gets dropped all the way through, like the operating system is all of those things that are contained within that void energy that we've pulled in. So the void energy is what's different about it. And really the void energy is what makes it cohesive. So each of those facets and aspects being interconnected with and like originating from void is what allows us to operate then as just one cohesive system. Mm. Which is really like where when we hear people speak about like alignment or being in integrity, like this is really for me where that comes from. And so then the operating system does just become one thing where it's like there are all of these facets and aspects and parts and elements that are available to us and that we can switch between with sovereign choice because we've closed out our attachments, right? So like we can be in any of them, we can present as any of them, we can pull from any of them, but we're not tied to any of them. We're all of them and none of them because we're just void. And so that's it's that cohesion that's new. And so when I speak about the operating system, I'm speaking about like that as one unit that functions as one harmonious whole that is just an expression of void. Like it's all these different facets and aspects, but really everything's just void, like in a different costume.
Oh, yummy. So can you explain how this ties into the statement we've made then, that how you want things to work is how they're supposed to work as a born awake? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So I think really my intention with this is like, if really the work for born awakes is to like just create a cohesive operating system, right? Like if you kind of listen to the answer that I just said, and then you're feeling into like, oh, that sounds fucking amazing. I would love to operate that way and have that experience, right? Like it's like really the intention of this episode is to let you know, like, fuck yeah, like that's what you're here to do. And really that's all you're here to do. And the clue for you that that's the case is the fact that you have that desire. So there's that. And then there are just like a lot of facets that I'm guessing we'll dive into a bit more. But I think the main thing that inspired, you know, us, Jesse, when we were planning this out of why we wanted to do this episode was, I mean, really, when we speak about the Born Awake operating system functioning in the way I described, it's about true frequency. It's about being fully embodied and expressed in your true frequency, like living in that state and in that energy. And so really with this episode, we're looking at the ways in which we don't feel worthy of, or we don't feel like it's possible on this plane of existence, that like just being in our true frequency could be enough. So like, there's really just all of these ways that we don't allow ourselves to just be in our true frequency because we have all these ideas that like all this other stuff is required. So this episode is kind of like, let's unpack that.
Yeah, like, let's unpack that. What are the key ways that you've seen that born awakes don't allow themselves to just be in their true frequency?
Okay. So, I remember when I received this download that all I had to do was be in my true frequency and close out whatever was preventing me from doing that, and that that was all I was here to do was just to be an embodiment of void on this plane of existence. I was just like, yeah, there's just no way. Like, life doesn't work that way. And also, like, it felt really selfish. Like it felt kind of narcissistic in some sense. It felt like just this really navel gazing-y, like, I'm just going to sit around and like do what feels good to me. And like, how fucked up am I that that's what I want? But I think there was also this thing where I wasn't really giving myself enough credit. And I think this is true for Born Awakes in general, because really that's not all that Born Awakes want. Like, we want that, but we also want to be of service, but we don't want to have to give one up in order to get the other. Yes. And so really I was like having this perception that my desire to just be in my true frequency and have a life that was enjoyable to me and just get to be in that energy all the time, I had this baseline idea that that was incompatible with being of service. And so because of that, I felt like if I chose to just do what felt good to me and do what kept me in my true frequency, I wasn't actually going to be being of service. So that's what made me feel like it was selfish when actually it wasn't, right? But so that's kind of the first thing is like, oh, this is so selfish of me that this is what I want. Like, you know, who am I? Like, you know, what do I think? I'm some kind of heiress that I just sit around and like, I don't know. Like, it's so funny because so much of what my life is today is like 5 years ago, I would have just rolled my eyes at myself because it was just like preposterous. Like the fact that I'm so excited to go to Erewhon, like the fucking bougiest grocery store in Los Angeles, and like get like a $20 smoothie. Like the fact that this fills me with so much joy is like, I like 5 years ago, me would have hated me for that. Even though 5 years ago me had the same desire, it was like somehow it felt like just having that desire was like, you know, meant that I was a bad person. I don't know. So there was that, there's that piece. And there's like self-doubt and self-criticism around it too, of just like, maybe I'm just lazy. You know, I don't really seem to have any direction, right? There's this thing with Born Awakes where what you have to understand is that for us, since our only mission is to be an embodiment of void on this plane of existence, our only mission is to like teach the operating system to work as one cohesive unit, right? Like if that's all we're here to do, then what we build or create on this plane of existence in a 3D sense, right? Like what we, it's not as important for us. What's important for us is that we do the energetic work that remains unfinished, that's preventing us from having full access to all that we are, first off, and second off, is placing conditions under when and how we have access to all that we are, right? So that's what we're here to do. So it's not so much of like building a business or like, you know, helping all these people or da da da. It's really just we have to do that energetic work. And then once that work is done, which it's possible for that work to be done, by the way, in this incarnation and not even in that many years, like then we can start with the proposition of what does it look like to build new Earth? But like first we need to extricate ourselves. So there's that, right? Of like feeling like we need to find a mission or a purpose, and we seem to be good at all these things because we're masters. So we've spent a lot of time mastering things in prior incarnation, right? So like we're good at a lot. There's a lot of kind of threads that we could pull at of how we should spend our time, and none of them ever feel like the thing to us. Like we're kind of, so before I understood that my mission was energetic, I was always waiting for the thing. Like I was just kind of living in this energy of like, when is the thing gonna arrive? And then I was seeing awakening beings all around me, like finding their thing that was the thing. And like suddenly their whole life would transform and like everything would have meaning and like everything would just fall into place for them. And if you're born awake, that's just not how things work. You know, we orient ourselves around an energetic intention of closing shit out, becoming a match to new Earth so that we can then begin building it, right? Like it's totally different. So our work is internal. So the other main ways that we don't allow ourselves to just be in our true frequency, a lot of codependency, a lot of drama triangles, basically just ways of like what's really common here is because we are waiting to find a mission or a purpose and we haven't yet, we just kind of blindly pick up any thread of anyone who seems to want help or seems to want to play shit out with us. Because we're still in this mindset of like, whatever shows up in my life must be like showing me something about myself. So like, let me engage in that to close out the karma. Whereas as a born awake, really what needs to be occurring is for you to energetically be mastering, knowing what you have to complete and being able to intuitively identify when that is showing up for you. A lot of times it doesn't even have to materialize on this plane at all, right? But so for a lot of Born Awakes, they don't know that yet. And so instead, anyone who shows up who's like, you know, crazy or in need of help or like wants to play out some drama with them, you know, it's like, okay, I guess I'm a master. So I'm just here to serve, I guess, you know, and it feels terrible. And you never really feel like you're gaining anything from it. But, you know, so that's really common, like the obligation piece around it, feeling like we have to, right? Which goes into just not feeling worthy or allowed or like it's possible to just do what feels good to you and still get the, and like that actually be the way to get the life that you want. So there's a real distrust of desire here, like of our own desires, where we just don't trust that honoring them or following them could lead to the life that we want. Because it just, the life that we want feels so incompatible with this plane of existence.
Totally. So it all sounds a little bit like self-sabotage. Is that correct?
It's like correct in the sense of like, if you wanted to label it or categorize it, that's a good way of categorizing it. But it's more that like, if your only work is to close out open attachments, like if that's what you're here to do as a born awake, and most born awakes, they wouldn't necessarily, like when I was born awake, obviously I've always been born awake, but like when I was born awake, but didn't yet know that I was born awake, I did have an instinctive feeling that like what I needed to be prioritizing was closing out shit that was open. Like I always had that intuitive feeling, and closing out open shit, getting a feeling of resolution that something was done, always felt really satisfying to me. So that was kind of the only guidepost that I had. So when you have that, but you don't have an understanding of the energetic piece of I'm doing that so that I can pull forward masteries and anchor my true frequency on this plane of existence, it's like you're missing half of what you need to actually start building on 3D. And so it looks like self-sabotage, but it's actually just missing information, which is,
yeah,
I find for born awakes, like this is kind of one of the, I remember when I was still teaching Course Complete live, like my main marketing kind of phrase was like, stop creating shit you hate, because it's just for born awakes. They see it all so clearly, but they don't know how to stop doing it because they don't know how to pull forward the masteries. And they don't understand that pulling all of what they are onto this plane of existence, like we aren't trained to perceive that as having value. So we just don't know to prioritize it.
Yeah. It's like a missing piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A super deep one.
Yeah.
And then I think it's also like, so for me, that was kind of the first stage. And then once I understood, okay, I'm here to just be an embodiment of my true frequency on this plane. I'm here to like support the totality of all that I am and like harmonizing and being an expression of void, right? I'm here to integrate my operating system. Then there was more this thing of not feeling allowed to pick and choose which mission felt fun to me that accomplished that. So it was like, then even once I understood kind of the game plan for me as a born awake, there was still this piece of like, yeah, just not feeling like, okay, well, like my life could be better than just like all the drama triangles, but like, it's really not fair for my life to just be like so amazing, especially if all I'm doing is closing stuff out. Like if I'm not even building solutions, like there's this perception that the energetic work isn't actually doing anything. It's like, and that's just not true. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Or that like the energetic work is doing nothing but just distancing you from like reality or like the collective, yeah. And where that it's
totally,
like,
there's like this feeling that the energetic work doesn't translate into your lived experience here. And so, yeah, it's really goes to the absolute 3D split actually, because that's really what this is like just feeling like the spiritual stuff doesn't apply here, and what's true here, you know, you have to leave in order to access the spiritual perspective.
Hello, Born Awakes, Spirit here. If listening to today's episode has sparked your curiosity in my work and you're ready to dive in, you can head to bornawake.world to sign up for the portal. Membership is only $9.99 a month, and you can cancel any time without penalty. If you're not sure about the portal yet, but you have a question, you can always feel free to submit them on our website, bornawake.world. We review all submissions. Thanks for listening. Without further ado, let's get back to today's episode.
can you speak a little bit about how we can get out of our own ways? Help us.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So the first thing that I would say is it's very possible that a lot of you listening don't even actually know what your true frequency is or feels like. It's possible that you've never even had an experience of it. So that's what Course Complete is designed for. So I will just say that, like, if you are listening and if you're really honest with yourself, you have no sense of having ever felt like you were connected to your true frequency, you might want to consider Course Complete, just a suggestion. But a good way to try and get a sense of what your true frequency might feel like is just if you look through your life and think of a time where you just felt really free to be yourself, like you just were being yourself and you felt, I don't know, uninhibited is the word coming to mind, like just really free in how you were expressing and in how you were being. And you just felt really like, I'm being so me right now. I'm just so me right now. Like, it just feels so good to be me. Like, that's really the true frequency energetic. And then once you have that sense, so for me, the example I always give is like the time that I could identify having felt that way was like dancing at a live concert to one of my favorite bands. Like, that was a time that I could feel, you know, that I felt something akin to my true frequency. It wasn't really my full true frequency, but something akin to it. So that's the first thing. Just find a place where you feel that or where you felt something similar to that so that you have a sense of what that is, right? And then the work is noticing when in your life you feel most in that energy and when you fall out of it or get pulled out of it. And so anytime that you feel like you've really lost that embodiment, anytime that you feel really far away from your true frequency, it's really looking at what was occurring for you in that moment, because that's where your open attachments are, right? Because any place that we sort of fall out of our true frequency, that is a place where we have some story about why we're not allowed to be an expression of void on this plane of existence in that moment. So that is just an attachment. That's just a place where we're creating a split between the totality of our being and ourself as we perceive ourselves to be in this moment. And so then you want to go in and close out those open attachments so that you have access to void and to all of what you are in that moment where before you didn't. And of course, Course Complete, like, best, you know, biggest, best process for this, but the portal is amazing for just doing small attachment completions. I shouldn't say small. The portal's actually like a fucking incredible resource with insane changes possible for fucking less than $10 a month. Like, the portal's amazing. But it doesn't give you the full roadmap of like really mastering your true frequency, but it's great for closing out attachments, which will give you access to more of your true frequency in the moment, right? Or maybe you have your own tools for completing attachments and pulling forward masteries, because remember, that's the key piece. You can't just close out the karma. You have to pull forward the mastery. Most people aren't teaching on that. I'll just say most people just aren't teaching on that. That's just a fact. And if you don't pull forward the mastery, you will recreate the dynamic in a different way, which is probably what you've been doing up until now. So, you know, just, you might want to look into those resources and then just keep leaning into whatever in your life supports you in feeling anchored in your true frequency. That's really it. So it's actually really simple. It's really just a matter of like, do you have the tools and resources to do what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause like the alternative, and people talk to me about this all the time, like, is that you just end up facing whatever challenge you're going through and kind of being like, oh God, so hard. And then you kind of like journey it and you work through it to some degree. And so then it shows up again and you're like, oh no, I know how to tackle this this time. It's not going to be like last time. Wow, the universe has sent me another version of this dynamic for me to meet it in like from like a higher frequency place. And then what your work does is just stop it from showing up. Mm-hmm. The dynamic can actually be deleted. It can be completed.
Totally. Which is also, that is the technology of the Born Awake operating system. So like, this is such a perfect place for you to bring this up because it's the technology of the Born Awake operating system. It's that void technology that allows us, if your mission is energetic, that means you don't need to do things on 3D in order for them to be done. So it's like, it can be so much faster and so much more efficient because you don't have to keep cycling through the same experience to get what you need. Like you can just go in and do it energetically. That's why it's so fast, but it's like, that's why it really is designed for the Born Awake operating system.
Totally. I feel like there's like for everyone, there's obviously places where applying this is like easier than others. And I think one area that's pretty difficult for like most people is when it comes to money. So, and like not being able to earn money in alignment with their true frequency specifically. So can you give any specific tips or suggestions for working with that?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't speak to like what's true for most people necessarily, but like for within the context of this, like if you're born awake and this is something that you're struggling with, like that's where I can give specific guidance. So really what that comes down to at its core, and it's, this is simple, but that doesn't mean that it's like necessarily easy or fast to do. But really what it comes down to is the experience or the perspective that your multidimensionality does not apply or have value on this plane of existence. So like really what's being reflected is that having an energetic mission is not enough. Like that's really the reflection that's coming in through that, because in our, just in our society, the way it's set up, like the sort of most evolved quote unquote way that most of us are trained to approach earning money or working is through this lens of like, well, I want to do something that's like of service. I want to do something that's beneficial and that feels good to me, right? But usually there are some compromises made in what feels good to us in order for us to feel like we're actually providing value. Like, so it's a disconnect of not understanding how our energetic mastery has value on this plane. That like that's really the core energetic. And so then because of that within ourselves, we create that reflection in our world, in our world, in our 3D reality. We create experiences of like people not seeing the value in what we do, people or just like feeling like the thing that feels like our true frequency experience like doesn't involve working at all. And then like, what does that mean? How does that translate? And so there's the logistical piece of that, which is a process, right? Like if your desired experience is to not have to work at all, like there are ways to create that reality. I mean, it's also like, this is what's the invitation being given by like crypto and like decentralized finance. Like that's the invitation of that is basically a bunch of beings who were like, money's just energy. Like, I just want to like bring a bunch in doing nothing. So it's like these options are being made available to us. But usually it's, we just don't feel that they're possible. Like there's these huge gaps for us in just in that being possible for us. And so, like I said, like it is a pretty simple energetic, but that doesn't mean that it's easy, because usually the reason that it feels like what we desire, like we won't be like, we can't be paid for the thing that we desire to like live and be. Like usually that's not just like one attachment or one experience that made us believe that. Like that is everything we are conditioned to believe by our society from day one. Like I'm sure there's hella past life stuff around that. Where like there's all types of stuff happening, but it really just is the same energetic to keep coming back to, which is like, what is the experience that I desire regarding like money and how I want to make money, like having enough money? Like, what is the experience that I desire for that? And then like, why do I believe that that's not possible or not allowed or not providing enough value or, you know, whatever the things are. And what I also will say with money is like with anything that's super like this plane of existence, right? Which like money is definitely part of, incremental goals really do help the system a lot.
That's
just been my experience, because you are also like part of the operating system is the human body and the nervous system. And so with money, there's always, it's the energetic of receiving, right? So the energetic of receiving, usually everyone has shit around receiving, like not receiving, receiving the wrong thing, like whatever the stuff is around receiving. It's like a really core energetic of how much love are we letting in, really? How much of the void are we letting into our being at any given moment? Like it's all the same thing. And so setting incremental goals is a really great way to support the body and the nervous system in getting on board. Because receiving more love, receiving more void into our system, like that is an adjustment for the body. Like the body has to get used to that. And so it's just, you want to be gentle with that. And the other thing that it does is that, you know, everything that we've laid out in this episode, it's basically me telling the listeners, like, the way you've been doing things your whole life is wrong. Like, try this other way, right? Like, it's kind of a massive proposition that we're asking you to swallow with this episode. And so the other reason I would really suggest incremental goals, and I don't think this actually isn't only for money. I would say this is true to like anything that you're consciously trying to manifest on this plane of existence. It's like incremental goals really help you see that for you as a born awake, putting the energetics first gets you results. Because if you're just hearing this for the first time and you're like, you know, broke and like worried if you're going to make rent this month, and like you have on your list, like, you know, I don't know, like, I want to be a billionaire by like next month. It's like, that's just not, it's not going to happen. Most likely. I mean, I don't know. I don't know your life. Maybe you're really amazing at receiving in all other kinds of ways. And so even though that sounds like a stretch, it's actually not as like, who knows, maybe you were a billionaire a year ago and you discreated the whole thing. And now you're just trying to create it again and stabilize into it, right? Like there's potential, right? But it's probably going to be more supportive to your system to set a goal of like, I always have enough in my bank account. Like I never have to worry about making rent. Like what would it feel like to never have to worry about making rent? And just like practice that, right? Get like, and do whatever work comes up around that. Like, why is that not possible for you? What stories do you have around like what sort of work you would have to do to be able to make rent? Like whatever that, does that feel helpful? And are there, I feel like you might have follow-up questions. I feel like you're really like, you've tapped the vein of what people might want to hear with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's huge what you're saying. And I guess if you have any kind of like, I mean, doing the work for you is just something that is so obvious for you. Like I remember doing Course Complete and you would always just be like, yeah. And then, you know, I tapped into the absolute and I was asking about this and then I just did that. And it's always, it's like, it's so automatic for you. Like this, the actionable yet energetic steps that you can take to really make these kinds of changes from an energetic stance point. I don't know, I'm thinking like maybe is there like specific activations that are in the portal, like, you know, the activation for like unconditional love or something, like something that really helps if we stay in this kind of like money thread, I guess, would help being kind of like become a match to be able to receive more? If you had an example of that, something specific.
So what I would actually suggest doing, I mean, what you said is great, like the unconditional love activation, and then just notice how it feels to receive that activation and like where your resistance is actually to receiving the activation could be a starting point. But really for me, how I do things, and this is what I teach on In Course Complete, is like, I really look at what's occurring in my reality and I use that as the entry point. So like, if we're just going to stay with the example of the person who like is always short on rent money, I would suggest actually going into the feeling of like, really, what does it feel like to not have enough money for rent? Like, what does that feel like for it to be, like the last day of the month and to be scrambling for like how that last $20 are going to materialize? What if you feel into that, what does that feel like to you? What meaning do you make out of that? Like, what, how do you interpret what you're having as an experience in your reality? And then that's what I would take through an activation.
Nice.
So like, so it's like, rather than just like trying to receive more, it's like just looking at, well, where, like when I feel into not allowing myself to receive, or when I feel into being deprived, like, what's that feeling about? And then selecting the activation that feels like it addresses what it's about for the individual being.
Yeah. And I will just kind of say, sometimes that's not completely obvious. Like sometimes it is like, oh yeah, this is like, this feels like a genetic contract. And you just do just kind of get used to what that feels like. But sometimes you don't know. And I know something you've kind of suggested in the past is that, you know, say you take it through a genetic contract and then you just like, oh, I don't know if that exactly worked. Like maybe that's actually a soul contract. And then you would just kind of like take it through until you find the one that really hits it.
Something else that you can always do is take it through Connect to Absolute Self and ask.
Oh, perfect.
So like take it through Connect to Absolute Self, like whatever the attachment is that you're seeing show up, and just be like, how do I work with this?
I guess I just also feel like if anyone's listening to this and they're just like, oh, like I'm struggling with this thing, like this is something people could write a question in about, right?
Totally. There's a link on the Born Awake website to submit a question, and we do read every single submission that we get. So yeah, that's always an option, and we love to hear from you guys.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Spirit.
Thank you, Jess.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of True Frequency Podcast. If you're ready to step into your mastery and stop creating shit you hate, go to bornawake.world and have a look at the portal. The portal is our library of activations, teachings, and Q&A designed specifically for the Born Awake operating system. Membership is $9.99 a month, and you can cancel any time without penalty. If you're not ready for the portal yet, but you have a question, you can always submit them on bornawake.world. We love answering your questions, so don't be shy. If you enjoyed this episode, we hope that you'll share it with friends and other Born Awakes, and consider leaving a review. Thank you. Until next time.